This is my favorite word, so I wrote a poem about it. Delicious. I've found another use for your mouth. Use for your tongue and teeth. Say it with me. Delicious. Duh. The padded tap of tongue behind teeth. Curl your tongue now. Lick slick down those backs and relish the lish. The word stretches its spine in us. Feel the pop of air, the smallest bubble touch the back of your throat, the guttural drop that recoils the serpent tongue and stacks the teeth, the closing of the gates to keep that used air inside, to steam, the hissing exhale as breath tries to escape in us, as you tried to escape in us. Breath now trapped behind your teeth, behind your closing lips, behind the word that fled you. Swallow. Eat the word's shell. Take that hot air into your stomach and bloat. Delicious. This next one is based off of the story of Orpheus and is called Orpheus. Orpheus remembers the warm hand of Eurydice. Her heat print, like muscle memory, still shapes his grasp. She feels alive, she feels like motion, she walks behind him. Without looking, he searches her palm and finds within it beams and a ceiling where he remembered seeing sky. He finds the leaves have browned and the house has frosted over. His nails dig into the meat of her palm below her thumb, and he finds there the orange scent of peat, ghost tiles pressing into his knees. He finds the unwashed kitchen table and the emptiness of that night. Pushing his fingers in between hers, there in the dry webbing of her hand, within the skin flakes are the splintered sidewalks, still hot from where they lay. The maroon ivy twisting over bark and dragging the oak back into the earth. Orpheus turns. His hand is cold again. The darkness of the morning washes over him. Cross, surface, float and rest your sight, Orpheus, for this wet hour is moving and smells like fish. And then this final one is called Bed Sheets. In the dark, the swell of words they can never speak aloud. Spills of twists and folds hold on to everything they are. Wrists and necks caught in aerial silks coiling. See them sleeping. They look like they are hovering in ribboned time, meeting after the leap and before the fall. Thank you.